Joining us on the phone right now is Danielle Brown. Danielle is currently the Senior Associate Brand Manager of the Oreo business for Kraft Foods. Excuse me. She's responsible for driving growth and building equity for the Oreo brand. And she joins us from, she received a Bachelor of Science in Business from Tulane University and a Master of Business Administration from the University of North Carolina's Kenan Flagler Business School. She joins us now from New Jersey. Danielle, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
And I guess probably I should, since you are a representative of the Oreo company, wish you a very happy 100th birthday. You don't sound like you're 100 years old, but I was told on good authority that you were there when the very first Oreo rolled off the assembly line.
Well, I wasn't there back then, but thank you very much.
Now, actually, my co-host Buck Benson did bring in a bag of Oreos that has the very decorative, the 100th birthday display on it, and he's been doing his best to keep your product alive here in our part of the world. But how long have you been with Oreo?
I've been on the Oreo team for a little over a year now, but I guess, you know, as a brand marketer for a little over a year, but I've been a part of Oreo since as long as I can remember. And I feel like there's so many people that say that, you know, I mean, it's a cookie that so many people can relate to.
Now, the first question, well, I guess it's not the first because I've already asked you a couple, but the main thing I want to know is, do you break your Oreos apart or do you eat them whole?
You know what? We love the Twistlick dunk. It's so fun, but I have to tell you a secret. I don't Twistlick and dunk. I take the top part off, and then I eat it like an open space sandwich. That's the way I eat my Oreo.
But you do break it apart, Danielle, right?
I do break it apart.
Because I read, first of all, that 50% of all Oreo eaters pull their cookies apart, and women twist them open more often than men. You are bearing out that study. I've been interviewing people today, or talking to them and asking them questions, and it's really holding true. So thanks for holding that up. Now, I also read that Oreo is the largest selling cookie ever. And do you think back in 1912, they had any, I mean, do you have any idea of how the brand started, how it actually first became a cookie?
Well, I can tell you that Oreo wasn't the first chocolate sandwich cookie on the market.
Get out.
Hydrox was actually the first chocolate sandwich cookie out on the market, and Oreo was introduced several years later.
Oh, I remember Hydrox. Yeah,
and I think, you know, the Oreo sandwich cookie sort of took the world by storm, if you will. I mean, I think that, you know, with the introduction of the twist and then the lick dunk and just, you know, some phenomenal marketing and that, you know, one-of-a-kind Oreo taste, it helped us endure for the past 100 years.
Now, do they still make, I shouldn't be asking you this, I guess, but do they still make Hydrox cookies?
They don't. They're no longer on the market, no.
Yep, you drove them out. Way to go. Now, as I understand it, they were first produced at a small bakery in Manhattan on a street that has now been, or has, I guess some time ago, renamed Oreo Way. But you've grown a lot from that. How many different plants and how many different countries in the world do you sell Oreos?
We are in more than 100 countries.
Wow.
Actually, which is pretty incredible. And we have, you know, manufacturing facilities all over the world. So it's a pretty, you know, the growth has been phenomenal. I mean, the Oreo brand, you know, hit the $1 billion mark in 2007. And, you know, a short time later, I know we're happy to announce that, you know, we're over $2 billion globally. So it took us about 96 years to get to $1 billion, but the growth has just been expansive.
So Oreo sells, and again, I know it's the world's favorite cookie, the best-selling cookie brand of the 21st century, sells over $2 billion in global annual revenues.
You got it.
I'm going to have my co-host start doing the math to find out how many Oreo cookies $2 billion worth is.
It's quite a few.
Now, do you know, and I want to remind our listeners, we're visiting with Danielle Brown, who's the Senior Associate Brand Manager of Oreo. When originally Oreo, or at least very early on, I guess originally, was a Nabisco product. When did Kraft buy Oreo?
So Kraft acquired Nabisco. So it was the National Biscuit Company that was then shortened to Nabisco. So that's a bit of trivia that I think is kind of fun. But Kraft acquired Nabisco, I believe it was in the 90s. So, you know, we've been a part of Kraft Foods for quite some time, and actually, you know, coming up, and this is relatively new news, late last year, you know, Oreo is part of what will become the new global snacks company. So Kraft Foods is going through a division. So, yeah, but, you know, the brand has remained strong, and, you know, we continue to have high hopes for the future.
Now, do you know when, Danielle, that the first alternative Oreo, that's what I call it anyway, was introduced? I mean, when I was a kid, these very few short years ago, Oreo was an Oreo. It was two black wafers, little design on the black wafers with the word Oreo, and the white creamy filling. Now, of course, we have, I don't know what the first one was, whether it was double stuff or not, but we've got triple double Oreo, and maybe we can talk in a minute about the various Oreos around the world. When did Oreo go away from just one sandwich cookie?
So you were absolutely right. I'm so impressed with your knowledge.
I'm a huge Oreo fan.
So we're excited. 1974 was the introduction of the double stuff Oreo, and you know that came out of insights that people really love the cream, and so you know the company said, "Oh, well, let's give them more of what they love." And you know what we find is that people that eat the regular Oreo are not those that eat the double stuff. They're very different consumers.
You are absolutely correct. And I want to go on record as saying I have never eaten anything but the regular Oreo, ever. I want that.
Never, ever?
Never.
I mean, a lot of people will agree with you. I mean, globally, that is our number one selling item. And when we introduce when we go to new markets, for instance, India, this is our first year in India.
Yeah.
You know, we always roll out with the original.
Well, and I'm sure that when you introduce double stuff and probably went to triple double stuff, that those who spin it and eat the filling first probably thought they'd died and gone to heaven. Now, I also read, and you mentioned India, I also read that just this past year, Oreo was introduced in Poland and Germany. I find that so interesting that Germany never had an Oreo cookie. In fact, my buck just went back into the Oreos. Germany never had an Oreo cookie before last year.
Yeah, you know, I think there are a lot of imitators out there, but you know, when we introduce the true Oreo cookie, we've got, you know, our embossment, our formula, and you know, our twist, look, and dunk ritual, and you know, we're pretty excited about that. So, you know, expanding globally is something that, especially as a new global snacks company, something that we are continue to be really excited about.
Now, let me ask you this, Danielle, as a brand manager and in marketing. You've got a product that's been around for 100 years, and it is the most popular sandwich cookie in the world. Is it tough to come up with something new in terms of marketing to say, wow, you really ought to try an Oreo, because most everybody already has?
You know what? It's an interesting question. You'd be surprised. You know, you think everybody already does, but there's still, you know, quite a few people that, you know, they've heard about the Oreo cookie, but they're not buying it every day. And so I think there's an element of excitement there, that you have a brand that has so much love and that you can tap into. I think the other piece of that, yeah, it's been around for 100 years, but we don't want to feel 100 years old. We want to feel 100 years young.
Oh,
you
sure.
know, we so I think, you know, to stay constantly relevant is a marketing challenge for any brand, old or young. And so, you know, we want to stay current and relevant and keep giving people what they love.
The mere thought that Oreo could be irrelevant is just foreign to me. I just don't think it could happen. Now, let me ask you this. I'm sure that as part of your job, when you're doing marketing, I'm sure you have, I don't know if anybody has focus groups anymore. Maybe they've outlived their usefulness. But you do, you know, you interview people, you talk to them, you find out what they like and don't like and so forth. Have you ever run into anybody that said, yeah, I'm just not too crazy about an Oreo cookie?
I'm sure they're out there, but we do focus groups with our consumers, right? We still do focus groups,
do you?
And we bring in folks that yeah, I mean, it's particularly when we're trying out new flavors, because, you know, we want to make sure that we're hitting the mark there.
Oh, sure. So you actually bring people in, give them the new cookie that you're thinking about developing, maybe even give them a standard kind of an Oreo?
Sure thing. Absolutely. We give them a concept.
How do you get on that list? Can I give you my phone number and you next time you're doing a focus group? I'd be happy to, you know, for free Oreos, I'd do anything, almost.
Yeah, I'll tell you when we're off the air. I don't want to be flooded with calls.
I'm sure that's true. Now, I also, it was very interesting to see, because different countries have different products. For instance, in China, you have Oreo green tea ice cream. It's Oreo cookie with green tea ice cream flavor. Who came up with that one?
Oh, well, you know, I think each region, so I work on the U.S. brand team, each region comes up with their own new flavors based on what their market,
mm-hmm.
Their market tastes. So you're right, absolutely. The green tea ice cream Oreo is something you can only find in China. And, you know, in Latin America, they have a dulce de leche Oreo. So I think there's, you know, different tastes for different regions, and each market is going to localize that experience.
Absolutely. And do you ever think, well, maybe the green tea ice cream Oreo could go over here, or is that something that you feel, maybe not? Maybe not.
I don't know. I would put that back out to you. I'm interested in what the consumers say. So,
well,
if you're
an
Oreo fan, what do you think?
Well, of course, I'm the Luddite that's still eating the old regular Oreo. But they talk about green tea having all those healing properties. Who knows? Maybe now we find out that Oreos not only taste good, but they're good for you.
I always thought they were good for you, Bob.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now
they're good for that kid inside, right?
Absolutely.
For that inner kid.
Absolutely. I also read that in Argentina. Now this really sounds pretty good. Three layers of Oreo cookie and cream covered with chocolate. Oh man, that sounds
great. That's
pretty
decadent, huh?
I think you could bring that one to the U.S. with confidence.
Oh yeah, that would be fun. We do have a white chocolate covered Oreo that I don't know if you see it at the winter time, but that's something we do annually. That's a pretty exciting treat.
A white chocolate covered Oreo?
White chocolate covered Oreo. Yeah, it's only out during the winter season.
Oh, I see. And of course, a number of years ago, I think it was, well, I can't remember. Maybe it was in the 80s. You started distributing or giving the rights to certain ice cream manufacturers to be able to produce cookies and cream ice cream, which is actually
cookies and cream ice cream.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was huge for us. I mean, cookies and cream now, I mean, is synonymous with Oreo, and it's, you know, I think ice cream is an area that works really well for us. We also develop cookies based on ice cream flavors. Just last year, we launched Berry Burst Ice Cream Oreo, which is just a berry-flavored cream, and it, you know, is inspired by ice cream. So
I'm sorry to... Sorry, Danielle, I can't go there with you. It's just too radical.
Well, you are just a diehard original fan, aren't you?
I am. For instance, you know your Halloween Oreos?
Yeah.
The orange and the black?
Yeah.
Not a good idea.
That sounds horrible. Bob, your earlier question about $2 billion worth of Oreos?
Yes.
667 million packages similar to the one I bought today.
And how many cookies in a package?
36, and I'm not doing that one.
I think that could be a pretty good ad. So what big things do you have planned? Is the birthday celebration going to go on for some time, Danielle, or is it just a short live thing?
Well, I mean, this is a once-in-a-century opportunity, so we're certainly going to continue to celebrate. I think, you know, Tuesday, March 6th was our 100th birthday, and we celebrated with... parties, over 160 parties across the globe, which is pretty phenomenal.
Yeah, I would say.
And it was so fun, and we're just going to continue celebrating. You know, this is a global celebration, and, you know, we're looking on our website, oreo.com/birthday. We are starting a movement. We're going to celebrate that inner kid, and we're going to help people celebrate that kid inside all year long. And so I would invite you and your listeners to come and check it out.
At Oreo.com.
At Oreo.com/birthday.
/birthday. Now, and I'm not trying to, you know, have you divulge any trade secrets or let anything out of the bag, but you got a special Oreo coming out for the birthday that you can tell us about?
Yeah, we have already launched our birthday cake Oreo cookie. So that is out in the market.
What is it?
It's called birthday cake Oreo.
Oh.
It has birthday cake flavored cream, sprinkles in the cream, and it actually has a special 100th birthday embossment. So we're pretty excited about it.
Oh, wow. Sounds pretty cool.
And it's a limited edition.
I was going to say, that's a collector's item.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds wonderful. We've been visiting with Danielle Brown. Danielle is currently a senior associate brand manager of the Oreo business for Kraft Foods. She's responsible for driving the growth and building equity for the Oreo brand. And I got to say, I think you're doing a great job. She has joined us from New Jersey. And I just want to thank you very much for being with us, Danielle, particularly on a Friday evening. And keep up the great work. Buck and I were talking earlier. Somebody once asked, what is a stale Oreo taste like, and I don't think there's ever been one. So whatever you're doing the right thing, and thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Happy birthday.
Thanks. Bye-bye now.
Bye. So, Buck?
Oreos.
Oreo.com/birthday.